What is the worst job that you've had? Chris Pratt, actor Chris Pratt, talking about his days waiting tables.
Look, it was a terrible restaurant, and it was. It was just awful, and I'd worked the nights, and I had no money, and no one was coming to the restaurant, so I wasn't making any tip. I'd make like 20 or 30 bucks a day, maybe.
And hands down, with him, serving tables, one of the worst jobs I've ever had, and it's a job that to this day, unless I'm rock bottom, unless there are no other options, I won't do it. I'll have to find another way.
I think there's a good lesson learned for anyone there as well who's looking for like their first job. You know, like my daughter when she gets ready for that kind of thing, that you should do your apprenticeship, so to speak, as a server, because I think that learn you some appreciation of certain
it
things.
It is, and it's still, I'm talking 7 years later, it's still a job when if I ever go out to eat, I'm overly nice, I'm supportive. I tip extra.
There you go.
I'm like, God, I'm just so happy it's not me. So what is the worst job that you've had? You can tweet at Petch and Amy 424-1234 to be part of the show.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
Hey, this is Tom.
Hey, Tom. What's happening?
Oh, nothing much. Hey, you were talking about the worst jobs ever. I worked for an industrial manufacturer of these large panels that are used to produce gas. And in the welding process, they would warp. So there were 9 guys in a room that was 12 by 12 with 5-pound sledgehammers that had to straighten these metal panels out all day long.
Oh.
How did you get out of that job?
I found another job. It took me about 6 months.
So you didn't even last that long. 6 months, you're like, nope, not for me. 12 dudes or 9 dudes in a 12 by 12 room, not happening.
Yeah, I mean, it was really brutal because these things weighed like 40 pounds each. You had to move them around and slam with a 5-pound sledgehammer. I only smashed my hand once, but that's...
In 6 months, that's a lot for me, yeah. What would have to happen in your life to get you to go back to that job?
Yeah, I think like you said before, you really have to be at the bottom. Obviously, we all want to work. We want to have that income.
Yeah.
And certainly, if things really turned crummy and I had to do something else, I would. But, you know.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
And that's that situation. Tom, where are you calling from?
Dover.
Thank you for checking in. Have a good one.
Thanks, bye.
Now you can tweet at Fetch and Amy if you want to be part of the show. Any reason, you can call 424-1234 at any time.